Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
What do you make of yesterday?
Well, it was a little more interesting than I thought it would be. Yeah, we got the 25 basis point cut, didn't we? But it wasn't quite as simple as that. So I think, as you've been talking about, the decision was not a consensus decision. And we don't, as you said, we don't often see them vote. So they had two options. They could leave the rate at 3.5 or reduce it to 3.25, 5-1. So there was a dissenting member there. Well, the thing is, Mike, the market voted on this as well, because wholesale interest rates moved up after the announcement. And look, in the wholesale markets, Mike, a 10 basis point move in the 5-year rate, that's a decent move. So interest rates were higher. Now, on the face of it, the announcement was as expected, 25 basis point cut, slightly lower forward track for the OCR, now seen at 2.85 by the end of the year. That's the average in the last quarter of the year. Now, Mike, that could imply a 2.75% rate by the end of the year, or it could just be how the RBNZ model sort of works out. Just sort of step through their commentary. Inflation is within the band. New Zealand economy is recovering after a period of contraction. Inflationary expectations, we've talked about those. They noted they've increased. Projections for global economic growth have weakened since the February statement. On balance, Mike, the committee, the Monetary Policy Committee, expects the increase in global tariffs to result in less inflationary pressure in the New Zealand economy. But, this is the but, here's where the uncertainty starts to kick in. So the MPS has a central case. But remember yesterday I said, you know, they could have an alternative scenario.
Yeah.
Well, they've got alternative scenarios. So they've covered all the bases. So there's two of them. There's a demand shock scenario. That's when you get negative global demand. You get a reduced demand for our exports. You get potentially some product dumping here. And that means from December onwards, they'd need a lower OCR. But there's also the supply shock scenario. So you get negative global supply shock. You know, supply chains are all mucked up. Import prices are higher. The exchange rate is lower. That means inflation is a problem. So the OCR has to go higher from December onwards as well. So what they've got, Mike, is they've got optionality. Could go either way. From their point of view, that makes sense. But it doesn't really help
Correct.
Everyone else, does it?
You know, sorry to interrupt your flow,
yeah,
but can't anyone can come up with that?
Yeah, this is the problem. You sort of, and it does make you wonder, doesn't it, about, you know, you used to have quite a strong character as the governor. You might not have always agreed with him, but you had a view. There seems to be less of a view here. Now, they could argue that this is just the turning point. This is what happens when you get to the turning point. Uncertainty starts to creep in. But Hawkesby said that the RBNZ doesn't have a bias over the next move. So the language about the next move is not unequivocal.
Yeah.
It's not a certainty. That's a key theme. So, you know, on the first reading, it seemed dovish, OCR down, track a bit lower. But it's actually a hawkish cut in that market expectations were more dovish than what we got. So, you know, you're left with the grand populace, the hoi polloi
yeah.
out there, saying, what does this mean for mortgage rates?
Well,
and the answer is, it depends which scenario plays out.
Yeah. He's not doing us any favours as far as I can see. He looked nervous, and he kept looking
yes.
at his mates and Silk and Co, and they look like they've been locked in a room for 2 weeks and don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, look. By its nature, it's an uncertain point of time, but isn't that when you want leadership?
Correct. Couldn't agree more. Infratil, Fisher, they all seem good.
Yeah, good results, but sort of, but you wouldn't think it to look at how the market has reacted, because the index was down, the NZX 50 index down 1.75%. So look, let's try and sort of encapsulate this very quickly, very succinctly. They were good results, but the markets reacted to the forward guidance. So in efficient public healthcare, solid result, revenue up 16%, over $2 billion of revenue for the first time, but expecting further growth. But the market was expecting more from 2026. So they've got higher revenue, but the market wanted more. You've got to remember, Fisher & Paykel is historically very conservative over their guidance. Infratil, that's a complicated business, heaps of moving parts. There was a 6% down reaction in the share price yesterday, big increase in the value of data center CDC, 63.6 actually. One thing I do want to note here, Mike, absolutely massive lift in the fees paid to Morrison & Co., $346.9 million worth of fees. They could single-handedly, the people at Morrison & Co., kickstart the Wellington economy with
Jeez.
That number of that
well,
amount
Well, you know
of
who Morrison & Co. is, old James Shaw, isn't it, eh? He's gone for the good dough. What on earth's going on with EBOS, by the way? A billion, Cybos selling, what are they doing?
Cybos, well, Cybos is the investment vehicle associated with the Zwelling family. They, their business merged with EBOS back in 2013. After the market closed last night, they've sold a big chunk of shares, almost $1 billion worth of shares, massive. You could see some selling on the market today for people, for institutional investors to fund that. But a big move. Exciting stuff, Mike.
Well, is it okay or worrying, one or the other? Now, what are the numbers?
The Dow, well, everyone's waiting for Nvidia to announce, which is in a couple of hours. The Dow Jones is down 0.3%, the S&P 500 down 0.15%, and the Nasdaq is barely moved. The FTSE 100 fell 0.59% overnight. The Nikkei barely moved. Shanghai Composite barely moved. The ASX 200 lost 0.13% yesterday, 8396, and we closed at 12,362, down 1.75%. Kiwi dollar 0.5961 against the US, but 9275 Aussie, 0.5278 euro, 0.4425 pounds, 86.36 Japanese yen, gold $3,296, Brent crude $65.04.
Good man. I'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.